The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host of the program only and not necessarily the views of KGGF, the Radio Results Group, or its affiliated radio stations.
Go natural, healthy living, be better, live better, feel better.
It's time now to find out how you can live better, be better, with your host, Marty Fry from Go Natural Healthy Living. It's all about you and feeling better. So stay tuned for Go Natural Healthy Living with your host, Marty Fry.
Go Natural Healthy Living. Be better, live better, feel better.
Live from the KGGF Historic Studios, I'm Sam Speck. It is, like we do every first and third Friday of the month, Go Natural, as I toss the keys over to your host, Marty Fry, as both Marty and Jack in studio this morning. Marty, Jack.
Two historic guys here in town.
Gotta love it. Good morning, gentlemen.
Historic guys, and historic building, and historic downtown Coffeyville, man. What more could you ask for?
Can't beat that at all.
You're on one today, Marty. I'm digging it. I'm loving it. Well, guys, good to see you. I know you guys have been busy. Busy starting up new business ventures. Has that kind of been smooth?
Yeah.
Smooth start?
Yeah.
The new business venture is going up and going.
It's open and going, yep.
And it is open for business.
Well, certainly. I knew it was, you see the numbers, the monthly numbers come across and booming down there in the state in general. And good to hear that you guys have kind of got your feet underneath you, at least.
Well, we got a soft start going on, and it's just been moving quite well. We got some great products and of course, Jack
Wide
and I
range
are there.
Of products.
Yeah. You got Jack and I down there, great service.
That's
knowledgeable staff.
That's
and,
right.
And so anyway. But we're excited. There's lots of things going on. One thing that we did want to talk about today is of course we're getting out of winter and getting back into spring and
this weekend or is it
next weekend
spring
officially daylight savings was this Sunday and then the spring is
21st
right.
yep. yep isn't it 20th 21st
something like that
there.
Yeah or yeah. That Sunday the 24th it would be or something
yeah they got
either way within
it.
A,
yeah. Yeah,
7 to 10 days something like that.
Well, I just hope the cold weather goes away.
Yeah,
I'm so
sure.
Sick and tired of the cold wet rain.
Need some sunshine.
We do. I need to put on my Speedo and go lay out on the back patio.
Oh, what a
vision.
What
that
a picture that put into my head right there.
And start getting a suntan, right?
Yeah, there you go.
But anyway, we wanted to talk about skin disorders today.
Yeah,
skin disorders, there's a lot of people out there that have skin disorders. And we go to a dermatologist and they, try to figure out what's going on and give us some kind of medication to take care of this and lotions and all this kind of stuff. And yet it doesn't really help. And there's lots of shots out there that they give. And I mean, Jack, you've been in this field for a long time. There's just numbers of different things that they can try to do for eczema and all kinds of skin issues.
Yeah, the irritations, and steroids are a big thing that you give, and all these lotions and things have a lot of chemicals. Most of them are all man-made, very few natural products out there. But we got some stuff down there that
you want to
talk about.
Well, you talked about, all these lotions and stuff, and they're awful chemicals. Let's kind of take one step back, and why do people have skin issues? What is the problem? Why do people have breakouts of skin and all that kind of stuff?
Well, usually it's their body trying to fight some kind of irritation that they've come in contact with, and something's been introduced into their system that they're trying to get rid of.
Yeah, what's in the body is trying to come out.
Right.
And, we in the holistic health business have been saying this for years and years and years and years and years, that, you put toxins in, and those toxins are going to want to get out.
Somehow.
Things that go into the body that don't belong there, okay, they want to get out. And how is the biggest escape route for them to get out is through the skin. The skin is the largest organ of the body. Mm-hmm. We have thousands and thousands and thousands of pores that those things in the bloodstream, in the body, they want to escape, and so they will try to get out through the skin, and that's what causes a lot of skin irritations, right. Rashes, eczema, you know, and things like this.
Right.
It's not rocket science to try to figure out why people's skins are breaking out. It's just things are trying to get out of the system, you know, they're causing all kinds of
skin irritations,
lesions, and right. Yeah, and things like that. Now, we want to go with this issue is to try to push that stuff out. You know, you quit putting that stuff in the system.
That'd be the easiest way.
That would be the easiest way, and then let it get on out. But one problem that we have seen over the years and years and years is a lot of the soap products, mm-hmm. Okay? A lot of the soap products are made out of dead animal fat, okay? That's
what it is.
That's what most soaps are made out of, dead animal
fat.
They
scoop it off the
highway?
Or the floors in the slaughterhouses and scoop it and put it in a bucket and they go make soaps out of it. So
you know, that's what I always said, and I wanted to make it very, very graphic. You know, if you ever come down the road and you've seen a, you know, skunk
roadkill,
look at that. I mean, that's what they make soap out of.
Right.
Mm. Okay. Now, that is very, very gross, but it is very true.
That's what they do.
Yep. I mean, it's very true.
Exactly, yep.
And here we are living in a society that we're very, very, you know, educated, and I mean, you know, mm-hmm. and we're taking all of this dead animal fat in our soaps, and we're spending hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars at the stores buying this stuff and smearing it on our skin when we crawl into the tub and the shower, and we're rubbing that all in expecting to get clean. Now, seriously, I mean, I'm not trying to gross anybody out, but this is a fact.
That's what happens.
And I think a big thing that you mentioned too, with like the creams and things, and everybody knows everything now. They turn into their, you know, their own doctor basically. Yeah. They see a little rash and they're like, oh, this correct soap will help me out.
Oh, I like it when they ask their friends on Facebook, and then you get
What do you use?
The social media doctors come out and you know, the keyboard warriors. But yeah, they turn into their own doctor and you know, just probably make the situation even worse.
Yeah,
a lot of times. Yeah.
Well, what I made that point is because when you rub that kind of soap on you, what you're doing is you're plugging up all of your pores. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're plugging your pores up so your body cannot breathe. Those chemicals and those things cannot get out of the body through the skin. So they're laying in there, they're festering, they're pussing up, and then they're causing all kinds of lesions and abrasions and making it even worse. Right.
Right. Exactly.
Well, we have an answer for that. Okay, in the natural health, down at Go Natural Healthy Living, we have what we call an all-natural soap. We've talked about it on our show many, many times, but it's called Miracle 2. Matter of fact, years ago, there's a lot of listeners that probably remember having Clayton Tettleton here in this office, on the radio show with us, and Clayton was the inventor of you can go to miracle2.com. You can see his testimony. Yep. It is quite phenomenal how this soap was brought into mm-hmm. being.
Is it like a number or is it T-O-O? Like,
yep. No, it's miracle and then two.
Roman number two.
Uh-huh. But this soap is all 100% natural. And I always just tell people, you know, if you've never used it and you use it, you wash yourself, you will never feel cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
But what's awesome about it, Jack, is it opens up all those pores.
It cleans out the pores instead of plugging them up, yeah.
And your skin can breathe, and so when you and you can actually feel it.
Probably refreshing.
It is.
You can feel it. You can feel the difference. And think, you know, the first time I ever used it, I thought, wow, I actually feel clean.
Right.
You know, I mean, that was my first thought the first time I used it. And but anyway, we've sold this product for, you know, 20 years, and it's a phenomenal product. We've had a lot of people with eczema, mm-hmm. A lot of people with a lot of skin issues. They go get it. We tell them soak in the tub in it. If Clayton was here, Clayton would tell you, soak in the tub, okay? He said, because it's Miracle too.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and thank the Lord for your healing. He says, and when you get out, you're going to be better. Because if you read the story of how this became existence, it's a phenomenal story.
Right.
Clayton was actually a paraplegic, multi-millionaire, but he couldn't walk. He was bedfast. And one morning he woke up and got up out of bed. and walked and made coffee. And you just have to read the story because it's a very spiritual thing. And then the soap came into being. And so it's really cool.
I love the double meaning with it.
The story is phenomenal. But I've eat lunch with this, breakfast, dinner with this man. I've sat in his presence. He has passed on and went to be with the Lord, but he was a phenomenal man. And his products are phenomenal. And so, you know, Jack, what did you think when you first used
it? We talked about the cancer thing. There's a cancer story that goes along with that, too. But I had several skin cancers on my face and in my ears, and I started putting that on, and they disappeared over about several weeks. And I still got one on my ear that I'm working on. But my son uses Miracle 2 for his acne. And believe it or not, I was working on cars, and I get grease all over. Now I used to use Lava soap and this stuff to get all the grease and stuff off my fingers and fingernails. And the Miracle 2 is it's phenomenal, breaking down the grease and cleaned your hands and the fingernails. You just have to use it, and you can't believe what it does.
Dirty hands. The acne thing, too. I had so many friends of mine that went down the proactive, you know, you bite off the TV commercials, whichever. And there was one that he went into almost a straight rash. Like, he reacted so negatively towards it, it made it 10 times
made it worse.
Mm-hmm. And just
follow
kinda,
that programming.
Yeah, the steps, you know, he had to go down the steps, and it ended up being tragic. And my sister, the same thing. She went through, you know, taking daily pills even at some points to doing it. And it's so, I mean, it's.
But my son's acne free when he uses this all the time, and he's.
Because they pop up, you know, they pop up. You work outside, you work in a shop, like you had mentioned, you're going to be surrounded by dirt. They pop up, it happens, but, you know, there's some medicines that certain skin types, they react very negatively.
Well, once again, those medicines are full of toxic chemicals, and the toxic chemicals are what causing the issues in the first place. You know, and I will say, you know, just over my experience, a lot of times when you find that you have skin irritations and things like that, skin issues, the base of it is maybe strep or staph.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's what's called epidural phytons, which is a issue in the body that also is trying to get out. A lot of these things are very, very easy to take care of and deal with in a natural sense. Okay, you don't have to take all the steroids and all the drugs too. You just need to find somebody that's in the holistic health business that knows how to do it and take care of it. And it's relatively inexpensive, and there's no side effects except, you know, getting rid of all those skin issues.
Yeah, what people don't really realize is a lot of these salves and creams, their base is actually made from petroleum products.
Gas, oil.
Right. And so those are what plugs up the pores and actually make things worse if you use them all the time. They don't let your pores breathe and get rid of the toxins that like you're talking about.
Well, Miracle 2, they have a line of soaps, which is a regular soap, which if you have real oily skin, is tremendous to eliminate the oil. And Jack even talked a little bit about, you know, working on cars and how it dissolves and just it eats
just
up grease.
Phenomenal what it does,
You know, take a big hamburger patty, squash it up, you know, and then you got all that fat and lard all over your hands. Take a couple of drops and put on it, just rub it together and rinse your hands with cold water and it's gone.
Yeah, it doesn't take much of it at all.
I mean, it's amazing.
Just a little bit of it goes a long ways.
But then they have the Miracle 2 lotion soap. It has a moisturizer lotion for people that have dry skin.
Right.
Okay. And then they have a gel, which is really good for skin irritations to help heal it up. They have got a moisturizer lotion, and this moisturizer lotion is phenomenal, and there is no smell to it because there is no perfumes in it.
Yeah.
Okay, there's no lanolins in it. The lanolins in perfume are the highly toxic chemicals that are in most. And so, you know, if you get a lotion and you smell it and it has it smells so pretty.
So lovely, right?
Yeah.
That ought to be your
major
first
reason why some people buy sometimes.
And that ought to be your first reason not to buy it.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, seriously. Because if you knew what perfume and aromas were basically made out of, and that's why one business is so huge and so big, and it's called abortion, you know. But, I mean, listen, perfumes and all that stuff, that's what they're made out of. Okay, Right, Jack?
Huh? A lot of them are, yeah.
And I mean, you know, people say, ooh, yes. I mean, the sweeteners now in pops and stuff made out of that also. Mm. And so, but anyway, that's a whole different show. But these lotions is phenomenal. I mean, we're going into the sun, you know, sunny part of the year. Instead of all of this horrible, okay, get me, horrible sunscreen. Okay?
You've talked about it before.
Here
yeah,
we go.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, here we go again. Yeah.
Please. Oh, please don't use that stuff. I mean, it's bad. But you can get good lotions, and you can use the gels, and you can, you know, the main thing is keeping your skin very moisturized mm-hmm. when you're out in the sun. Don't put a bunch of chemicals and cook the chemicals into your body like a piece of slab of meat and then come up with cancer in 10 years. I mean, you know, melanoma cancer became a huge thing after they came out with this SPF crap.
Mm-hmm.
But you lay in the sun and you cook all those chemicals in your system just like you're laying out on a grill. You know, you are the slab of meat putting all those chemicals, you're tenderizing and causing major, major problems.
If all the facts that don't deter you, this description of it will probably
right. I want to make it so graphic that people are going to think twice before they use that stuff.
Well, and you're right, too, because, I mean, there's some times where, you know, parents just load up their kids with it, and it's yep. just they literally have it absorbed by the sun.
I've got a great idea. Let's use a little common sense, and when we go out to the pool, let's don't stay all 8 hours. For the first time, let's only stay an hour.
Yeah.
Then the second time, let's stay an hour and a half, and just slowly graduate to where your pigmentation in your skin gets a little darker to where you adapt to the sun. And then, you know, in a week's time or, you know, or so, you're going to have a real good tan. You're going to be able to go out there and keep good lotion on and stay mm-hmm. out the pool all day.
Yep.
You know, and I mean, that's just common sense. And so, you know, we need a little bit more of that and less chemicals on our body. So, you know, I really highly encourage people to get educated on that. Because that's really a pet peeve of mine. I just sometimes want to stand on top of the building and scream.
Yeah, well, it's literally lathering it sometimes. Right. I've seen parents put it on their kids. It's just unnecessary amounts.
But the Miracle 2 products, they're so great, Jack. I mean, and we have people buying them from all over,
yeah.
Actually, this product is sold all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
All over the world. And it has been around for a long time, and it is a phenomenal soap. The only thing I can say too, and Jack, you can experience it, you've experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never used it, there's a little bottle, and it's very highly concentrated, 22-ounce bottle, which will last you probably 3 months
right.
for one person. $18. $18, and I guarantee you, $18 for 3 months, that's $6 a month.
Yep.
And, I mean, for no poison, no toxin, no chemicals on your system, fantastic feeling, and then also, I mean, being clean, and it's very cost-effective,
yeah.
It's very cost-effective.
And it works on pretty much anything that you get on your skin, and it helps protect your skin, too.
Wash your clothes in it, wash your dishes on it. I mean, you can spot in the floor and the carpet, take it and scrub it, and I mean, it'll clean it out. It's really remarkable, and it's a miracle.
Yeah, I was reading something this morning. You could even brush your teeth with it.
Oh, yeah. I brush my teeth with it.
Yeah.
Huh. I brush my teeth with it. They have the Miracle 2 Neutralizer, which is an internal detergent, and we put it in our eyes, and mm-hmm. we drink it and put it in the orifice of the body, and it helps bring up the alkalinity in the system,
mm-hmm.
and it's really good, which that brings me to soap products, okay? And I do want to make this very, very clear. Soap products are not regulated by the government.
Right.
Okay. They can put anything they want in any kind of soap product they want.
And they do.
And they do.
Might make you smell good, but
asphalt cleaner, jet fuel, mm-hmm. I mean, arsenic, I mean, you name it, they put it in there because they got to break down and clean these clothes and make them so pretty.
Yeah.
Okay. So they use these highly toxic chemicals. But the bad thing about it, and let's get back to skin, okay, is what do we do, Jack? We wash our clothes in this all-toxic chemical soap.
Then we put the clothes on, and it rubs against our skin, and we get that stuff in our, on our skin, too.
Okay, and our skin is what? The biggest organ of the body?
Biggest organ of the body.
And absorbs anything and everything that's on it, you know? I mean, one raindrop hits you, and it's going to absorb that, that raindrop. One little drop of chemical on your, and it's going to, where is it going to go?
It's going to go in the skin and in the bloodstream, and then it's going to go throughout your body.
Go right into the bloodstream. What makes you sick? Toxic chemicals and poisons and bacterias and viruses and stuff. If we can keep that out of our system, you know, why would we want to pay good money and go smear it on ourselves?
That's right.
I mean, I'm just asking the question.
No, yeah. Well, and I think in today's day and age, you got to love the internet shopping. You got to love the superstores. But they feel like convenience and lack of knowledge is a big thing. Because you go into Walmart, and it's, you've said this before, it's, there's probably some healthier options there. But it's a good 90% of what you're looking at, especially in the soap aisle, I'm sure, is just nothing but chemicals.
Nothing but chemicals. You walk into the store, and you go down to the soap aisle and take a big, deep breath.
It's like going through a candle store.
Yeah.
Candles are nothing but full of chemicals also.
Same thing, yeah.
Same things.
You know these little deals that you put in your plug-ins and these little air fresheners and stuff? They're worse than cigarette smoke. I mean, really, the toxins of them, you know, why they, you know, they're, you know, attacking one side and not another side with all of these chemicals is, you know, it's crazy, but that's a whole new story. But you walk down the aisles and you can actually smell. When I can't walk down it at all. I will actually just, it just cuts me off at the throat where I can't breathe.
That's where my wife is. Yeah.
And I have to walk completely around. I do not even go back into that area at all because it just cuts me off.
Yeah, I don't last more than 5 minutes in a Bath and Body Works because of the scents. Well, my migraines too. It was a big thing. Yeah. I mean, it triggers them within
triggers
a couple
them off.
Of minutes.
All the chemicals. Yep. Yeah,
it's unbearable sometimes. So.
But anyway, well, hey, listen, there's a lot of exciting things going on in Coffeyville, I understand, and so, you know, they got the new office down here, and they got some new plans in work, and I'm real excited for Coffeyville, you know, and you made a comment just a little bit in closing of, you know, shopping online and stuff like that. People, you don't want your town to die. You want your town to flourish.
Prosper, yeah.
Prosper.
Thrive.
You want your kids to be able to find a job. You know, shop in your local town. Shop in your local town. You know, quit buying online. You know, yeah, it may be convenient, but you don't have to take off your pajamas and slippers to, you know, go shopping. Which a lot of people go shopping in the pajamas.
Now they're,
that hasn't stopped a lot of people.
Yeah. But shop your local town. You know, I just, that's a message that everybody needs to hear. You know, if you're not shopping in your town and you're going somewhere else, you're a part of the problem of why it's dying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you hear that? Yeah. You are the problem of why it's dying. And I don't mean to be so harsh, but that's the truth. Let's get back to a little common sense in America and let's start taking care of ourselves and making right choices and come and shop at Go Natural Healthy Living.
There you go. That's right.
Get that plug in there.
And we'll take care of you. Yeah.
We sure will. Hey, everybody have a great day. It's going to be sunshine. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Thank you for listening in. God bless. And we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Join us
guys
again.
Jack.
That's right. Have a good one, guys.
Natural, healthy living, be better, live better, feel better.